So please welcome Alicia Klein.
My husband Eric and I are never quite sure when to celebrate our anniversary. Not because we don't remember getting married, but because we got married too many times. The first time was in Peru. We went with 12 of our good friends, and we all hiked for 5 days to Machu Picchu. And from Machu Picchu, we hiked up another mountain called Huaynu Picchu, which overlooks Machu Picchu, and we found this little corner on the cliffside overlooking Machu Picchu, and we had a guerrilla-style wedding. Our friend did the ceremony, and we were all crowded around, and it was a really foggy day, but every few minutes the clouds would part, and we would get this breathtaking view of Machu Picchu right below us. It was not legal in any country, but it was a really magical day. Our second wedding was the legal one. It was the day after we got home from Peru, and we went over to the county clerk office, and we filled out the marriage license. My parents were in town, and we brought a couple friends to be our witnesses, and Tommy Gong signed the certificate himself. And it was actually nicer than I thought it would be. There was an officiant who gave a little speech and asked, you know, will you? And we said our I do's under this lattice arch. And then we all went over to Novo and had some champagne and appetizers. And then our third wedding was the big wedding party celebration for all of our friends and family. When Eric first proposed, he said, you know, I've always had this dream to get married at Machu Picchu. And I said, of course, yeah, let's do that. And let's also have a really big party here because I want all my, you know, friends who can't be there and my family to be there, and I want to have this, you know, really big party that's all about me. And we don't have to spend a lot of money. Here's how we did it. We mooched off of friends. So we have this friend who lives right where Slo and AG come together in this beautiful piece of land. Huge yard with big trees and a pond, and flowers were all in bloom. And we said, Karen, can we have our wedding at your place and invite 200 people? And she said, sure. And then we sent out Evites, which are also free, to everyone we knew. And we said, it's a potluck, so bring something. No one's going to starve. We spent a little money. We rented some tables and chairs, and I bought some cheap tablecloths, and we went to Costco and got a whole bunch of wine and plates and forks and spoons and things. We had some friends who brew beer. We had three of them make different beers as their wedding presents to us. And we had another friend who was an assistant to a wedding photographer. So we hired her as our wedding photographer. And for our playlist, I got a subscription to Spotify for 99 cents a month for the first 3 months. And I made some kick-ass playlists, and we just hooked up my computer to some speakers that Eric borrowed from Cal Poly, where he works. And I may be a little biased, but honestly, I think it was the best wedding I've ever been to. You can ask Ross. She was there. So yeah, April 11th, April 30th, June 6th, we had three weddings in less than 2 months, and April rolls around every year, and we're like, should we go out on the 11th? Should we wait? We always decided to go out on April 11th. Like, that was the first one. That was the one was just for us. We go do something special. But then, like, April 30th comes along, and I'm like, oh, it's been 2 years since we went down to the county office and made it legal. Isn't that nice? Let's do something. And then June 6th rolls around. I'm like, oh, that was a really special day. All of my family was there. Our friends were there. It was really nice. I want to, like, take a moment and celebrate this. And what makes that day even more special, looking back, is that I was pregnant, but I didn't know it yet. Like, I knew I might. There was a possibility. We just started trying to get pregnant, and so I'd been peeing on sticks every day for a week. And so I knew that I had, like, ovulated, we'd had some sex, maybe I was pregnant, but I didn't find out till 2 weeks later that I actually was. And what makes it even more special? So we have identical twins, and so, you know, there's the fertilized egg, and it splits into two. And depending on like the type of twins, you can kind of, they kind of know when the egg splits. And my, our twins were Modi twins, which stands for some long words that I don't remember, but means there was one placenta, but two different amniotic sacs. And because we know that, we know that the egg split somewhere around 4 to 6 days after ovulation or fertilization, and that wedding was right in that time frame. So I don't know if there was one of them in there or both of them in there. Personally, I like to think that it was just such an incredible day that there was just so much joy and love that the egg like spontaneously burst into two that day. Yes. And the thing is, no one knows why identical twins happen. So my theory is as good as anyone's. So yeah, I mean, we go out, we celebrate that first anniversary. We don't want to go out for all of them because that seems like overkill and a little narcissistic. Except I do want to celebrate all of them. Here's the thing. So before I met Eric, the last serious relationship I had, this guy, he told me that he didn't like to say I love you too often because it was this really powerful thing to say to someone. And he thought if you said it too much, it lost its meaning. Maybe I should have taken a red flag from that. But I took him at his word. I was like, all right, that's your opinion, sure. I feel the exact opposite. Like, there's not enough love in the world. Let's put as much in as we can. Like, I want to be saying I love you all the time. Like, if you found someone that you love, tell them all the time. You know, I tell my husband all the time I love him. It's like, hello, goodbye, thank you, you're amazing, I'm sorry. Like, it can mean so many things. I tell my children I love them, like, a gazillion times a day. Because I don't want them just to know that I love them. I want it to be, like, embedded in their bones. You know, they're only 2 and a half, and they're already like, Mom, we get it. You love us. Leave us alone. Like, that's what I'm going for. Yes, I feel the same way about anniversaries. Like, let's celebrate all of them. I mean, do you ever have so much joy in your life that you're like, I'm good. I don't need any more joy. You can keep your joy. I certainly don't. I have two 2.5-year-olds, and my days are full. Of shit. And I mean that in every sense of the word, like metaphorically and literally. And I don't mean like literally when you say literally, but you mean metaphorically. I mean like literally, literally. So I need all the joy that I can get some days. So yeah, I'm gonna celebrate every anniversary I can think of. Facebook was kind enough to remind me today that it has been 3 years today since I became Facebook friends with Kayla May. And it has been 1 year since my son Walden first climbed into the kitchen sink by himself and poured himself a glass of water. And it has been 7 years since this guy, Cody, who I don't really remember, but I taught one summer at a theater school, posted on my wall, I'm auditioning for Cannibal the Musical! Exclamation point. I'm gonna celebrate all of those things. Thanks.